Well, hello, everyone. My name is Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, and I want to extend a warm welcome to all our Tenpenny Files premium podcast members. It's your monthly support that helps to keep our business going. And these are the deep dives we do for our a special interview with our morning guests on this week with Dr. T. If you missed our interview with Dr. Elena Fong, please go back into your podcast area and you can listen to that. We will be sending out little clips of this for the next week because what she's doing at Cognitive FX is revolutionary. It's going to change the world. So Dr. Elena, thank you for spending a few extra minutes with us here this morning. Usually when I start my deep dive, because people want to know a little bit more about you personally, like who are you? Where were you born? And tell us just a little bit about your childhood.
Okay. Well, I love this. These are things that nobody usually asks me, right? In a podcast. So thank you for this. Okay. So I'm actually from Hawaii. Okay. Yep. That's where I was raised, and I, went to high school there. That's where I lived until I was 18 years old. And, it's very special, I feel like, to be from Hawaii, especially I'm not just from Hawaii, but I actually have Native Hawaiian ancestry. I have Native Hawaiian blood. And so I was fortunate enough to go to a school where you have to be Native Hawaiian to attend, and you have to prove your genealogy. And, it was really cool. And it's a school. My school was called Kamehameha. And it was set up by kind of our last monarch there in Hawaii. Bernice Pauahi Bishop was her name. She was kind of our last reigning monarch. And she set up this school as her legacy to educate the Native Hawaiians that were there in Hawaii. And so I have this wonderful background of being able to be very proud of my culture, my heritage, and to try to spread that word that there are really not very many Native Hawaiians out there, right? We're a very small island nation and not very many of us. And she felt that it was very important for we Native Hawaiians to be educated. And I know that there's no way that I could have come to where I am now in my career without that foundation that I had at that school. So I'm very proud of my Hawaiian culture. That's where I was raised. And and my father went to the same school. My grandfather went to the same school, it's just a legacy there. So yeah, that's where I grew up. That's where I'm very proud to be from.
What was your what got you initially interested in neuropsychology that you decided to pursue that career and then get a PhD and end up where you are today?
You know, what's really interesting is I didn't go into this thinking I wanted to neuropsychology. I thought that I wanted to be like a forensic profiler for the FBI and work with these deranged, criminals. Like, I think I was just watching all this TV, right? When I was younger. But it wasn't until I went to BYU. So I like my family, we went from Hawaii, and most of us have come to BYU here in Utah, Brigham Young University. I am myself very Christian, very religious, love the same God that you love, and know that He has blessed every part of my life. And I've raised my children, in this gospel as well, to love the Lord and be very grateful for what we have. Right. But I came up here to Utah, to Brigham Young University, and thinking I would just, like I said, be a forensic profiler. Well, I get into the master's program, and I'm in the master's program, and that's where I meet Dr. Allen, my partner here, Mark, who is a cognitive neuroscientist. And it was a really new field at this point. And I just thought, gosh, I don't know, maybe I want to study this. So got into the master's program, started working with Dr. Allen, and then matriculated into the PhD program. And I realized that we had just started a neuropsychology track, and I was the only one in my cohort in my PhD program that decided to do neuro. So a lot of it was just, this was new. I'd like to be a pioneer, and I said, I don't want to study what everyone else has already studied. I want to study this. So that's literally how I fell into it, Sherry. I feel like it was always, I'm in the right place at the right time, and I'm listening to promptings. And that's kind of where my life kind of took me. I was open to that.
Wow. That's really, really, really cool. Just because we're short on time, let me just switch gears here a little bit. What, and when you're not running around busy, crazy, what do you like to do for fun?
Fun? Oh my gosh, I don't even, what's that? No, I'm kidding. So here's the thing. You're absolutely right. You know what you said in the introduction, where my real job starts when I leave the clinic. I have three beautiful daughters. I have a 19-year-old daughter, a 15-year-old daughter, and a 10-year-old daughter. And they are my life. Like when I say fun, I mean that they're the fun that I have, right? And for those listeners here that have daughters, it's a special kind of fun. I mean, they challenge me more than I've ever been challenged. You know, there's times where my poor husband says, there's times when all four of the women in this house are crying at the same time, right? But we're also laughing at the same time. So my oldest daughter loved volleyball. She's a musician. And so a lot of that was just, you know, encouraging those talents that she was given. My middle daughter is an elite competitive dancer. She goes all over the country to assist with different dance companies and organizations. And in fact, I'm leaving tomorrow to San Francisco to take her to assist at a convention and competition there. And then my youngest daughter, who's 10, is also a dancer, but she won an academic award at the age of 10. She's in gifted programs. And so, you know, each daughter is so different. When I literally say what I do for fun, I'm just trying to engage with them and spend as much time with them as I can. I do travel. When I do get a chance to travel for fun, that's what I do. But most of the time I travel for work. So yeah, I tongue in cheek, I say what fun for myself. I don't know. I think part of being a parent is that selflessness of like, I don't really know what I do for myself right now, if I'm being totally honest, other than I'm passionate about my patients. That truly is mine, right? So you and I are so similar in that way, where what we do is our passion. It's not a job I have to clock in, clock out for, and like, oh my gosh, it's drudgery. That is my life, right? Like I love it. And then on the other half of that, I get to love my children and spend time with them. So that is what I literally do for fun.
That is a lot. And you know, when I was out there and you and I just had a brief time to be able to talk, you were talking about how one, you know, how much time you spend with your kids almost as a single parent because your husband travels a lot and he's gone a lot too. So you've got your hands full. So as in the last couple of minutes that we have here, what words of wisdom would you like to offer our listeners?
Words of wisdom. Oh gosh, sometimes I don't feel old enough to be sage and wise, Sherry. Like I feel like I'm just trying to, you know, survive here. But I do think, you know, I feel like, especially being the mother of young girls, I feel like women and young girls need role models like you. They need role models like me. They need other women that they can look up to. I feel like sometimes this world tells us that we can't do everything. You can't work full time. You can't work full time and be a good mom. You can't, you know, do work full time, be a good mom, and care enough about your neighbor and your community and do enough church service. And I feel like that's just wrong. You know, I feel like we as women and as a community need to feel more empowered. And I feel like that is kind of the biggest thing that I'm trying to teach the youth. I actually help with youth in my church as well. I teach Sunday school for 15-year-olds, and I'm just trying to teach them that this world is going to tear you down in a lot of ways, you know, and you need to know that that power comes from within. It comes from the Lord. It comes from making good choices and knowing that you are loved. Okay. And so when the world gets you down, when my kids are facing hard things, when I'm facing hard things, I have this intense reliance on our Savior, you know, and I'm glad I can talk about this here. I don't talk about this a lot, right? Especially in the educational medical community. I think this is really special, and I hope I'm not overstepping my bounds.
Not at all.
Our Savior, he knows us personally. He knows everything we're going through. He loves us individually. And we are never alone. I really feel like that is what our youth and all of us need to know. And and really need to internalize and have that personal relationship with our Savior.
Well, those were words of wisdom. Those were definitely words of wisdom. So thank you so much for sharing that with us this morning. And I know that you're up against a time limit here. So I just want to say thank you to all of our premium podcast members. Your support is really what's important to us. You can find Cognitive FX USA, and that's where you can find Dr. Lena Fong and their wonderful crew out there. If you missed our first interview, please go back into your podcast area and listen to it. It will be very much worth your time. So thank you for being here with us today. And with that, I always close out every single one of my podcasts with one of my favorite verses from the Bible, which is Romans 12:12. Rejoice in hope, be patient in trouble, and be persistent in prayer. So until we meet again in the next time, and Alina, till we talk again real soon, have a great rest of your day. And for everyone else, goodbye and God bless.
In a time when truth is censored, one name stands out, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, the relentless seeker of knowledge and defender of freedom. Explore groundbreaking findings at drtenpenny.com. Ignite your mind with riveting podcasts, explosive articles, research-driven substacks, webinars, ebooks, and more. In an era plagued by environmental toxins and vaccine-related exposures, Dr. Tenpenny has expertly crafted a selection of safe detox protocols that facilitate profound healing at a cellular level. It's time to cleanse, rejuvenate, and restore your body's vitality. With heart damage on the rise, Dr. Tenpenny introduces nationwide ECP therapy to repair hearts and achieve optimal health. Seize the opportunity and embrace the wealth of resources, information, and health recommendations awaiting you at drtenpenny.com, and become a Tenpenny podcast member to join our mission in the quest for uncensored truth, the health of our nation, and medical freedom.